So standing on the edge of your forest or desert, wherever it is that feels right to begin, and feeling your feet on the ground underneath you. And if you can just take a little moment and give a little wiggle to your spine, so you actually feel the whole connective tissue of this animal as she readies for this journey. Often when we head on a journey like this, we're heading into a territory that that it happens to us. And my invitation today is that you're a player in the creation of this journey, that you recognize your part in what comes to you. You might be somebody who sees, you might be somebody who feels, smells, senses, right? One of those senses might be stronger for you. You might be somebody for whom all of that is a little bit challenging, but guides come very clearly, or felt sense of information comes clearly. So allow whatever is true for you to happen. So we begin into the forest. The light's dappling through the leaves. Feel the experience of our skin in the air. And as we're walking, we actually feel the little thread pulling us, the little energy encouraging us to move forward, as though there's something waiting for us, wanting us to come in this time. Notice that the birds and the little wood animals are present for you. They might be sneaking out on the trail to take a peek. There might be more sound. There might be a way that the light and shadows falls in a way that feels like it's recognizing you. So we pass along, there's trees that you've passed before, and you reach out your hand and touch their bark in recognition. Hello, tree. I see you. You see me. Thank you. Just pause and let that experience of connection with whatever you're experiencing right now happen. Wander along this trail. You notice walking in front of you or flying or moving in front of you is actually a guide who has been with you in the past. It may be on the journey that I took with you months ago. It might be a being that is part of your regular sphere. It might be a new being, but you know that this being is here to keep you company today. Take a moment and pause. Have an exchange with this being. Greet them. Thank them for being with you. And then we continue forward, your guide companion in you. As we move through the forest, it comes that we're coming to the edge of the forest, and this is familiar from an earlier journey. And we're coming to this field again with the little trail going up through it with big rocks and the cairns on top, the giant standing stones. This feels familiar in our bones and our spirit. Ah, here it is, the open field. And as we walk, climb gently up this hill, it feels as though these big stones have been waiting for us, welcoming us, welcoming you. You come to the top of this little hill, you look around and there's this amazing vista. It may have mountains and ocean and ponds, it may have desert scape, it may have gorgeous flowered fields, whatever is there for you, soak it in. One of the stones is lying on its side, and it's just the right height to sit on and have space on either side of you. So you sit down comfortably with your feet on the ground. Just take in what's around you. The beauty, the sounds, the feel of your own body. The connection under you of this giant stone with its immense presence and vibration connecting right into the depths of the earth, dropping down and down and down. And as you're sitting here, you might get a nice little movement going in your spine, similar to when we were toning. Move your pelvis a little. Allow your spine a little movement. I'm going to reach one hand up to the top of her head and just feel the crown chakra. Remind it that it's there. Give it a gentle tap. Open up and feel the sky above our heads. The immense expanse, sky. So in this moment of sitting here, feel the expanse and the immensity of time in its timelessness. As you expand way out there, how far out you're able to go, keep that little golden thread that ties you back to this body. There's just a little, incredible, vital little golden thread, reaching all the way back so you can go way out there and still be tethered. I'd like you to turn around up there in the immensity of it all and see the planet Earth behind you. It's blue and green. From space. It's this alive, vital thing. Move your hands back to your heart and allow that heart energy to open up. Feel this kind, loving feeling for this planet that you're looking at, this green earth. And my guess is you're feeling a lot of other feelings too, so just let them be felt. Maybe sadness, hope, hopelessness, love. Now find your little golden thread and we're going to start pulling it to come back in. Come slowly enough to enjoy the view, the stars, the galaxies. However far you went out, come back in slowly. Take a full minute. Breathe deeply. As you come closer to yourself, you may see yourself there on the gigantic rock on the hillside and recognize the choice to come back to yourself. Before you come all the way in, it's okay if you landed back in, but if you're still on the outside, just pause a moment. And this is a really beautiful little moment of noticing how, what it feels like to re-enter this body with all its stories and its history. And we get in this moment to ask ourselves for something. I want to return to you. I want to return in you, but I'd like something to shift. I'm inviting in, so this is the inviting in. As we return into the body, what do we invite in with our return? I invite in, what is that? I choose to return and I ask for some changes. I invite in. And allow yourself to drop back in to the body. All the way in, if you're not all the way in yet. Feel your feet on the floor. Your hands, wherever they are in your body, allow them to really radiate energy. Drop into the cellular skin creature. And notice what feels different. That part of you that was way out there that came back in with a request and an invitation, see if we can actually feel that little spark, that light, that vibration in our systems. And if it's hard for you to feel, let's blow a little air on it like we're getting an ember burning. Hello, little ember. Yes, a little air on you. Nurture that tiny flame. Just check your body and see where does that flame live in your body and put your hands on that spot. So we're giving it really an extra attention and care. It may live anywhere in your body. So just really see what's true for you. And on this hillside in which we're sitting, notice the stone under you again. Softly open your eyes within the journey and see the beauty around you if you haven't been seeing it. The earth, the vista, the incredible standing stones. And we're going to notice our little guide, whoever our guide was, whatever our guide was, is there in front of us right now, giving us curious, loving attention. And we're in a place right now, this magic circle of stones, where we get to invite in our guidance. For this time, this retreat, but not just this retreat, but for your lives. This is an invitation, a hearkening, a welcoming. Before we began the retreat, I called in the space to hold us, the bigger spaces. But within each one of you are a team of beings. You may be literal about how they show up, or they may show up more as an energy force that is here for your support. But here on this hillside, I'd like us to call them in individually. Last week, we had welcomed in some of our elders. See if that elder energy will come in, our ancestry. Those in the highest vibration to support us. Some of you have multiple animal guides. Welcoming those guides in, they come scampering in and flying in. They're welcomed now. They haven't already been there with you, making space in the circle. Some of you are very aware of your angelic guides, a vibration that's higher, not higher as in better, but higher as in a vibration. So welcoming those in, they may come in visually so we can see them as angels, or they may come in as an energetic vibration, quality, sound. Allow space for them. Thank you for coming. Some of us have very clear support from people or beings that have passed. This is not necessarily your ancestral lineage. It could be other teachers, wisdom seekers, beings throughout time. Invite those in. Thank you for coming. All of you in this circle are partly joined here because you have a connection with the earth and the trees, and the beings of the forests, the land, the deserts, the oceans, the mountains, nature. We welcome in, we experience, we're calling in, we're making space for in our consciousness, nature. Welcome. Thank you. Thank you. And we're welcoming in our elder wise and our elder wild selves. They may be merging or separating or multiple entities, so welcome them as they come, as she comes, in forms we might be able to see or as energy. Thank you for coming. And I'd like you to sense into this body that you are. It's physical form, it's animal body, muscles, blood flow, all these little synapses, neurons, an incredible universe in itself, this body. Welcome, body. Thank you for coming. Your circle of support is here. If there's anyone I've missed, please welcome them in. Take a moment for any other aspect that wants to come here in support of you today. Feel into your circle of support. This is your incredible team. These are your allies. This is your life force. These are the beings who hold you, who have held you, who will hold you, and they will keep growing and shifting as well. But you are deeply, deeply held. I'm going to open up the space for our guides, our beings, our supports. I'm feeling in the presences that there's some things they want to say to you. So it's coming through that there's the first thing is a gift that they want to bring to you. Now, this gift for some of you might be a physical form. For some of you, it might be a energetic or conceptual. So asking for the gift. Who in the circle has your gift or wants to be the giver of it? And may it be given in a way you can receive and understand what they're giving. So take a big breath and ask your circle for the gift. And thank your circle for the gift. Thank them. And the second thing that is showing up is that they have a request of you. I don't know what that request is, but there's a request that's coming from each one of these circles for you. So ask into the circle, what is the request? What are you asking of me, from me? What do you want? And just take time to see who it is who wants to speak. It might be several of them. Give them a little time to speak. And thank them. Thank your guide, your circle, your support. And the third thing that they are offering you is, it's coming through is, you get to ask them, how will I know you're with me? How do I know your presence? For some of you, it might be that this presence you'll be knowing when you hear music or when you feel something in your body, but there may be other ways. So we're just getting the opportunity right now while our big guidance system is around us to ask, how do we keep this feeling alive? How do we know this is ours? And allow them to speak to you. and thank them. There is one spokesperson in your circle. I don't know who it is for you, but one of your guides is going to come up to you. And you're going to reach out your non-dominant hand to them. For most of us, that's our left hand, but for some of you, it might be your right. You reach out your hand to them. And they take a beautiful, colored, sparkling, vibrant cord, little colored cord. For you, it might be a piece of leather, it might be a diamond bracelet, it might be a piece of thread, but they take it and they put it around your wrist and they hold it there. In the villages, in many countries, including little villages, well, throughout the world right now, Laos, Vietnam, Burma, Myanmar, Nepal. When someone begins a journey and leaves the village, all of the villagers come. And they tie little colored pieces of yarn or ribbon around that person's wrist. Sometimes both wrists and ankles, but at least one wrist. And they give it a blessing. They're helping to contain the village within that person as they head off on their journey. So your guide right now is offering this to you, looking at you in the eyes. And you're going to hold your arm out, and the whole little team of beings as they pass by, I'm going to bless your arm as they walk by. They're going to bless it. They might tie something around your wrist. They may just touch you with a loving blessing, recognizing the journey that you have chosen. And as each one of your guides walks by you, you feel their love, their recognition of you. As they pass by, remember to thank them and feel it. It might be with words or just with your energy. Thank you. very last one who's going to gift you is going to be your little animal guide who started out with you. So you're going to see them coming towards you. There's a lot of guides here, so they get to move in spirit time. Some of it's faster than human time, slower, different dimensions. Allow the gifting to happen in this warped space of energy. Feel the love, connection. And we come to the end of the line. And as they pass by, you can feel their presence, but they're becoming less visual. So it's just your guide now, the one you started with. Thank you, guides. Thank you, supports. Thank you, Earth. Thank you, beings. And we begin back down the hill. Knowing that this place is inside you, you can find it anytime you need to. It's not gone. We're just allowing it to live inside. Come down the hill, feeling our feet on the ground and the little plants as we brush by them, the little flowers and rocks. We come to the opening in the trees that is familiar, this side of the trail, this tiny little deer trail that leads us through the forest. Hello, trees. We follow this little trail with our guide leading us, whatever creature that was, and the light sparkling through the branches. We feel the richness of this experience that is now in us, and the vibration of aliveness of the gifts. And you're walking through the forest and you're seeing the trail is bringing us to the other side. The light's coming through on the edge where the clearing ends. And the forest begins and we come to the edge of those trees and we pause with our hand on the bark. And thank the trees. Come out of the forest into the little field on this side. There's a little bench or a rock or a log. I'm going to just sit down on it for a moment. And thank your guide who has been with you today. Thank you. As you come back into this present time in your room, on your chair, allowing this experience to integrate into yourself.